Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Season 13, episode 6 of, what is this, Brady? It's a Washed Up podcast. Yeah, come on, man. Oh, dude, I set you up for success and you threw it away.
You set me up for failure. Absolutely. What you just did right there.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to set each other up for good, for bad, for worse, for better. Today is a good day. Unlike usual, we are going to be putting this out Thursday morning, which means we are exactly 1 week away from the NFL draft. You scared?
Yeah, I'm fucking terrified.
Yeah, dude. Ninth pick. Nobody's freaking talking about
it. I'm terrified about one. We'll get into it.
But yes, this is the Washed Up Podcast. I am Cliff, and that guy over there is Brady. It's a really good time to be alive, and we're going to live life through this podcast. And so are you. Brady.
No.
Let's get it.
Thank you. You can come get me. I'm in the windy city. So you can come get me. I'm in the windy city. Beat like a Louisville slugger, and I'm pointing center field. Cause I've been seeing this coming round the bend. Get the bands by the trend next summer on the main. Quit playing, got a plan for my commas, This shit is a breeze. Me and my ego, we thick as some thieves. I got tricks up my sleeve. And I'm playing for keeps. I don't answer to no one. We're playing in for keeps. Chicago Bulls.
Hey, and us.
I knew there was going to be one day where he tried to set me up to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll practice in my car. Like, let's get it.
How about 60? This is G4.
Exactly. I literally turned into Cat Williams. So don't ever do that again.
Oh, you got it. Done deal. Never again.
Right away.
Yeah. Never forget.
Before we get into the play-in and all the other sports that is going on in this world that we live in, I got a little non-sports stuff I would like to talk about.
Please.
Do you mind?
Oh, yeah, this kind. All right.
No. Freeze, bodily bewilderments. Not bodily again for the 160th time. I know dudes and chicks are the same and different in many ways.
Right.
But I think I figured out the biggest difference between dudes and chicks. You ever see those videos on TikTok where it's like, oh, you're my boyfriend. When I want ice cream, you also want ice cream.
Right.
I mean this in the most disrespectful way. If I want ice cream, I don't give a flying fuck if Hannah wants ice cream.
Yes,
I will
true.
Go get ice cream.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like it better when she doesn't want ice cream.
Right, because then I get to stand in the ice cream aisle for like 19 minutes instead of two.
Right.
And I'm like, ooh, do I really want this one? Or am I going to walk the four steps away and reconsider the other row?
Yeah, and then I don't have to ask what kind I'm allowed to get.
Babe, I'm leaving my leash at home and I'm going on a walk.
Yeah, and I don't care. I've told people since the day we started dating, oh, yeah, she wears the pants. I have a leash. I'm whipped. I don't care. I love her. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Get over it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, some people are just so silly. It's like, yeah. It's not a gender game.
Yeah.
It's a love game. If you love them, you're going to do exactly what they want you to do. And if it's a healthy relationship, they're not going to take advantage of that. And she never does.
True.
And no, she probably does, but
she might, but she's very sneaky about it.
Yeah.
She's like, a professional.
When she calls me a golden retriever boyfriend, I'm like super excited. I love golden retrievers.
I don't get how that's a bad thing.
I don't either.
I have tendencies of just being a golden retriever in general.
Yeah. Me too.
I like to roam.
Life is what you make it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really, really happy at your point of view. Seriously sad down below.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding.
No.
I don't know if golden retrievers can't have that many thoughts in which they...
We were literally just talking about this the other day. They were doing a study to find out if dogs could, you know, it's like a study they do to babies to see if babies actually know if there's something behind the door.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah used big words and it made sense. But it's like when you put... That's why they love peekaboo so much and they did that with babies first. And then we must be so bored with studying things because we just left dogs alone for so long. We're like, the dogs are fucking amazing. We don't need to study them. We don't need to understand them.
Yeah.
But then Hannah was like, what if we could understand them? I was like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be like, I don't know.
Have you seen dogs watching TV?
Yeah.
and I saw one of like them watching a sports movie and a football was thrown and the dog just stares, like follows the ball off the screen, is like looking around the room for where it went.
Yeah, it would destroy me if the dog wasn't thinking football's awesome.
Yeah.
She loves football. She loves laying down inside all day on Sunday with me.
Come on.
She definitely wouldn't be rather at the park running around.
Yeah, and to the ice cream point, it's a bummer when the cycles aren't synced.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Like if your sweet tooth and my sweet tooth are on opposite weeks, this is going to be a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, so if we're going to have a little, are we going to be bad?
Yeah.
Are we going to be a little bad?
I'm in every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's be bad.
So I will not stop. Usually if I need a sweet and it's like 10 p.m. and I look over and I was like, do you? She's like, no, don't tempt me with that. I go, great, perfect, be right back.
Right, and it's
and
just
then she's like, oh, you're going to have it in front of me?
Yeah. That's,
no, I'm going to eat it in the other room.
I just stay at Oberweis and hang out there by myself like a creep.
Yeah, you know how many homeless people are outside of Jewel? Enough.
Exactly. Hey, you want to you wanna watch split? Me eat this ice cream? that might be more fucked up than my girlfriend watching me. But it just makes me feel so sad. I'm like, you should, when you want ice cream, go fucking get it. You don't need me.
Yeah, but they want you.
I know. I would hate that. I would absolutely hate that. I don't need, I just turn my brain off when I want ice cream. That's all I want to do.
Yeah. And you're also a big ice cream guy in general. Yeah.
Big food guy.
That's what people are saying. I go in waves of like, if I want ice cream, it's for like weeks until I've had the ice cream that's in my head. And then it's like, okay, you check that box off.
Perfect. Leads into my next question. Number one, I need a good burger recommendation.
Got you.
If I be good the rest of the week, I'm allowed to have a burger, and I'm going to have two on Saturday.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going to be on Saturday?
I could be anywhere.
Okay.
Other than downtown.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I know. That's what everybody says. I don't want to go down there.
I know. But not to shout out the restaurant in which I work at, because everybody knows once you get to Pilsen in Chicago that the first thing you think of is a cheeseburger. but we do have a really good burger. And Thursdays are burger, beer, and a shot deal. So when you're listening to this in your car on the way to work, just remember that after work, stop by Pilsen Yards for a burger, beer, and a shot.
Yeah, and if you don't, you hate us.
Yeah, you hate me especially.
Yeah.
I totally get that, but you hate Brady too?
Yeah, dude.
You can't hate both of us.
It's almost impossible.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I know plenty of people who are like, Cliff stinks, but I do like Brady, but they can't hate us both.
No, nobody's ever said that to you.
Never.
Yeah, right. Okay. So what is your most common food craving? Mine's a cheeseburger, if that helps.
Cheeseburger is definitely up there for me. I would say pizza, but I think I have pizza enough in which I never have to crave it.
Same.
You know, like Saturday, you're both back and you don't know what you want to do for dinner. First thing you think of, let's get a pizza.
Yeah.
Done. You can't even crave it enough to want it that bad.
Right.
You know, because it's just one of those things that's constantly going to be forefront. But a nice burger is always up there.
It's just, I don't know why I don't eat more of them.
Right? Well, because we grew up and all burgers are unhealthy in our eyes, you know, so
pizza
it's like.
Pizza is so bad for you.
Exactly. But if
I know,
you did,
I'm agreeing.
If you had a fun day in school and the day ends with a pizza party, hello, serotonin.
Yeah.
Hello. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Great to see you for the
Stick
first time.
Around if you would.
Yeah. but the burger, I think, is the right answer because there are so many places that do an average burger.
Mm-hmm.
And then finding a great burger kind of just puts it all together.
That's a perfect point. I've never had a bad slice of pizza. I've had a bad burger.
Right?
That's actually perfect.
And even a bad slice of pizza is still fine.
No, I've never had a bad slice of pizza.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You can always find the light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to a slice of pie.
I've never had a piece of pizza that was under a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So that's how I consider it bad or good. Like some people like are so picky. I feel so bad for people like that.
I agree.
I enjoy my food 99.9% of the time, regardless if it's pizza or not.
Yeah. I made such a poor man's sandwich today.
Sandwiches.
Couple spare pieces of cheese in the fridge. Toss that down on some toasted bread. What else do I have? Shredded cheese. Okay, let's put that there too. And then, there's some pickles in there. Slap that on. I cooked some meat up a couple days ago. Okay.
All right.
And then, barbecue sauce hidden in the shelf.
Fuck yeah.
Why not? Squish it all together. I had a little beef Sammy for today's lunch.
Barbecue beef pickle and cheeser?
Yeah. And I was like, why is this tasting so okay?
Because you made it.
Yeah. I was proud of myself. Yeah,
you're not allowed to not like something you make. It's literally impossible.
Yeah. So I agree in which, like, I could just eat anything in front and find the okayness of it. The worst is, like, going to a restaurant that's, like, you were looking forward to it, and then you were debating between, like, two things, and you went sort of against your gut, like, right as the waiter walked away, you're like, can I get him back? Can I get him back, please?
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
Fuck, dude. I go to the same places, and because stupid society is like, oh, broaden your horizons. No, fuck you. I want the freaking beef stroganoff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, man. We got to spend some time apart from each other, I think.
If I want a beef stroganoff, nobody's going to stop me from stroganoff in here.
Yeah, and it's so good.
Like, yeah.
I don't know why I do that, too. Like, why do I need to broaden my... Why change?
Yeah.
When you don't have to.
Yeah.
But I won't change my bad ways.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck that's that,
a,
dude.
That's a question for another profession.
So what's your answer?
I don't want to copy you, but I think it is a cheeseburger. It's okay. It's a cheeseburger.
All right. I like it. To more positive news, the sun is my pal. I have nothing more to say on that other than the sun is my pal.
Dude, couldn't agree more. This weekend was awesome. Sun was out. It was hanging with everybody. And we opened up our patio. And you'd think for a city that's had gray, darkness, cold for so long, wouldn't find a way to complain about being sat outside.
Right.
But so many people were like, do you have a table like a little covered by the shade? What do you mean?
Do you know what this makes me think about all the
time? We're like getting hot out here. Like, do you have a little something like maybe inside? What do you mean?
I think it's the perfect separator for my utopia. I think there needs to be a north and a south. Or let's do east and west.
Yeah, look, come on, south. Come on. Tough. Just be careful.
Tough. Very careful. Very sorry, actually. Yeah.
And, you know, playoffs are happening. It's east versus west.
Yeah, we can just right let's there, go east-west. East, west. Yeah, and people who don't want to sit outside on a nice day, you live on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And us happy people, we can go live on the West Coast.
Yeah. Dude, I'm waiting tables, and I'm not a guy whose skin gets along with the sun very well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on a cloudy day, I can get red. And for people to complain the first weekend the sun's out, I don't get it, dude. Like, you've been locked up inside every day, and you probably walked here if you were close. And now the sun's getting too much for you?
You don't live on this planet by yourself.
Right.
If it's sunny outside and you want to sit inside, stay home.
Stay home.
Can't stand people like that.
Yeah, either do I.
And I don't want to have this, you know, you guys go on this side and you guys go on that side. America's a melting pot. Not for me.
Yeah, can we get East America and West America?
I'm in.
Make
like
America
the sun.
West again.
You know? I like the sun. I know people, my friends, they like to smoke weed. We can have all those people on the West side.
Yeah, down.
And we can go to the beach.
Yeah. Another thing that happens when people start sitting outside is, do you guys do anything for the bugs?
Oh, you know, like the problem that everybody has everywhere outside? Yeah. We actually have the solution.
Yeah. It's called indoors. What are we doing, man?
Do something about the bugs. Oh, yeah. We actually, if you come in the back here, we have a bunch of flies on leashes and we train them. What are you doing?
What are we doing? Dude, I feel like every time people go to a restaurant or a bar, they just kind of forget a couple of things. And they're not like dumb, idiot people.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Yeah, some of them are. But you're not that dumb.
Yeah, they are.
See, I'm trying to give you listeners a little benefit of the doubt
if you listen to this podcast and you ask people about the bugs outside, stop listening.
Yeah.
Or just fast forward a little while. Like, we might have something in here for you.
Act like you've been outside before. Act like you've been in a restaurant before. Like, you don't need to change.
Yeah.
But if you're like a terrible person, maybe change like just a little bit.
But this is what I'm talking about with the sun. Like, okay, I'll give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. Like, we're so unused to being outside.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So change it. Could you do something about the weather, Pat?
We're getting a little rained on. Is there anything we can do?
Yeah.
It's umbrella, dude. Inside again.
No.
You know where the weather stops? Indoors.
I want it to be really nice out, no bugs, and I want to sit inside, but I want to be able to look outside.
That's where you'll go when you die.
All right.
Ooh. That's your end of the road.
Good transition.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson died.
We are rocking and rolling with our transitions here. Yeah. I gotta imagine he said he did it on the way out.
Yeah, he made his family sign an NDA, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I don't know how true that is, but...
Yeah. Dude.
There's not much truth in this story to begin with.
No. I saw a picture of the Bronco altered as a funeral procession car, and that was a good little bit.
Yeah.
But for serious, what a football player. Bad murder, somewhat got caught. I don't know. You know,
dude, that's the problem with the whole thing. It's like, oh, he was a piece of shit. It's like, okay, well, the highest court in the world doesn't think so. Like,
dude, he murdered him.
Oh, I know that he did it. I get it.
I don't think you get it.
Right? Like, I can't tell you 100%. Right? Like, I can't tell you 100% that he did it. I can't.
No.
Nobody can.
Yeah, because they said no. And everybody else is like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Ray Lewis allegedly, too.
Yeah, but one thing we can 100% say is he's dead. He died.
That's a fact.
O.J. Simpson, no longer alive.
Right.
Nor are the other two. Sorry.
Sports.
One thing, again, non-sports. I have had a cracked screen protector for way too long, and I took it off. And then I got a little cocky and took my case off because it was breaking. And I haven't bought a new one, and it's liberating.
Yeah?
It's scary.
Why? What is that part of our brains that wants everything we can't have?
I don't know.
I don't like that.
I don't know. I've never worried about throwing my phone onto, like, my bed after, like, I'm about to get in the shower or out of the shower. Keep your mind out of the gutter. But the minute the case comes off, my tosses get a little John Lester over to first.
There's no doubt about it. Nothing, and I mean nothing in this world, feels the way a naked phone feels.
Yeah. I mean, you know, beds aren't as bouncy as they were in the movies, but the minute I toss that phone...
Not the movies. Dude, write that down.
Write that down. Write that down. But the minute I toss that phone, I picture my bed being a trampoline and this phone popping up.
What
and cracking.
A funny pickup line that would be. My bed isn't as bouncy as the movies, but it's nice.
You want to get out of here?
Right. She has no idea what to do. just absolutely perplexed.
And she's probably thinking, whoa, this guy's into some weird stuff. Yeah. It's like, no, he tried to jump on his bed as high as they did in Willy Wonka.
Dude, just take out your phone and imagine it not bouncing that high. That's what happens at my house.
Dude, gravity's like extra at my house.
You get home, she's like, all right, are you ready? And he's like, for what? I ready through my phone. Yeah. You were thinking about sex?
Gross. Get out. We gotta stop hanging out.
Yeah. A lot of guys with a lot of freaking dating experience. All right. Was that it?
Yeah, that's it. It's just me thinking about getting another case.
You should do it.
Yeah. Not like an OJ case, but like a phone case.
Good. Nice. Come on. Bring it all around.
And then we do this.
And then we do that. Yeah. And then sports happens.
Yep. And it's a great day to have a day. We don't have golf, but we got to talk about how good Scottie Scheffler is at golf. Because we forgot to talk about the Masters even happening last week, and that's kind of on us.
Yeah, but it was I don't have an excuse, actually. Yep. Yeah, so let's just start with the course. I am an 18 handicap. For people who don't know about golf, that means I shoot a 90 pretty frequently. It's not that good. It's not that bad. I don't play enough, so shut up. I think I would shoot a 200 at Augusta.
Yeah, I saw a great question of, if you started on the furthest point of the green at every hole and all the other competitors were just the people in the Masters, do you think you could win?
I don't think I'd make the cut.
I know I wouldn't win. I would like to think I'd at least make the cut.
I wouldn't make the cut.
I don't think I could.
They missed the green on purpose.
Yeah.
This is the course we're talking about.
Right.
Because you don't want to land on the green a certain way because it's impossible to hit a putt from there.
Right.
I can't make a 5-footer straight away.
Mm-mm. 8 feet, get out of town.
And you're not thinking about this. There's people watching you.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. Dude, imagine pulling up on the par three and getting an 8 somehow.
Yeah.
Very easily.
I can show you exactly how. I know exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
Anybody who's not under a 9 handicap telling you that they can do that is a fucking liar.
And also, putting is like the main thing. It's like, if you're a really great putter, that's the main thing that'll get your strokes down.
The main guys, on average, since the new golf ball, what they're trying to change, shoot about 24 under on weekends. Scottie Scheffler, the best player in the world, who also played out of his mind, shot 11 under on this course.
Right.
That's 50%
of
what they normally do.
Yeah.
You're not fucking, it's even hard for them.
Yep.
So it's not happening. Anybody who tells you differently is a liar.
Yeah, I was chatting with some of my cousins, and Quinn, the first inaugural washed-up athlete, was obviously in the group chat. And I go, who are we thinking for the Masters? And a couple other cousins sent some like long shot fun bets. And then like an hour or two later, Quinn just responds, Scottie Scheffler could just do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, kind of like the UConn of it.
Yeah, no value there.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I don't know what, is he this much better than everybody right now? Because nobody else was even close. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Homo was close, sure. But Ludvig Åberg, I mean, he's a phenomenon this year.
Yeah, Morikawa was there at the beginning.
And Morikawa hasn't even been playing well the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like an anomaly for a lot of those guys. Where's Rory McIlroy? Where's Dustin Johnson? Bryson DeChambeau fell way off.
Yeah, Brooks. John Rahm,
Brooks Koepka. Is Scottie Scheffler this much better than everybody right now?
Yeah. I think he's just got Augusta's number for right now.
I think he's just that strides better than everybody else in golf.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess, yeah, winning there obviously helps knowing exactly what to do, but Tiger shot fucking 16 over.
Yeah. I think Scottie could beat me in any facet of when the word golf is involved.
Yeah. Yeah, duh.
Like disc golf. Two.
Probably, yeah.
Probably foot golf. Actually, I got a boot.
I don't know about foot golf because his feet don't go where they're supposed to go.
No, he's got happy feet every once in a while.
He might be able to backwards kick it, though. Like, if he just acts like he's swinging a golf club.
Really get that back foot activated.
Yeah. someone was asking me, and they were talking about it a lot, like, what's your dream course? Augusta isn't my dream course.
No.
I would have a bad time.
I'd have a terrible time.
I would like to, it's my dream course to go watch golf.
Oh, yeah.
It is not my dream course to play.
Yeah.
Not even remotely close.
And also, like, the main reason I would go to, like, fun places like that is to get something at the gift shop. And did you see, every year it baffles me. Every year I forget about the Masters gift shop.
That's why they can sell sandwiches at $2.
Because they sell $1 million of merch every day that tournament's going on.
I think they make like $68 million in the week.
Yeah. I lowballed it, and you still were impressed by the number.
I think it's $1 million an hour, like Saturday, Sunday.
That's insane.
They fit your hats to you.
Yeah, and imagine, like, everybody who finds out you're going to the Masters is like, oh, dude, get me a hat. I'll give you the $50. What do you mean?
$50 to stand in line.
What do you mean? I'm going to be in the gift shop for 19 hours for your dumb little hat that I also want. And you think if it comes down to me getting it or me getting you something, come on.
I'm so happy that the Masters has never changed either. Like, I'm not a full-blown traditionalist, but the way that a lot of things are going in the world, it's like just changing it just to change it. It's like me and you going to the restaurant changing order just because we think we have to.
Yeah.
The Masters has stayed the same forever. If you want a Masters hat, guess what? You got to go get it from there. You can't get it anywhere else. You can't bring your phone on the course. They have 8 menu items, and the course is just immaculate. And
yeah.
They close it for like 6 months a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's awesome. And yeah. if announcers say something wrong, they never announce it again. It's just the most pristine thing in the world, and they're not going to change for anybody, and I love that.
Yeah. I think that that is an okay thing. I feel like there's a little bit of room for the Masters to... Never mind, I take it back. You probably don't like bat flips either.
Dude, not even close. Yeah, I wish they threw the bat at the opponent.
Dude, I want a tomahawk throw but right to,
like,
the pitcher.
It's okay to have one thing.
No, I totally
that
get
never
it.
Changes.
Yeah.
It is okay.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah.
I'm okay with my quarterback painting his fucking nails, Pat.
Yeah, me too. But yes, so Scottie Scheffler is the winner of the Masters, and he said he was going to walk away from the game, the match, the Masters, if his wife went into labor. I haven't heard his wife go into labor yet.
No. And they blew it way out of proportion. And I forget who tweeted about it. Some golf guy tweeted about it. I was like, yeah, she's not even close to... She's close to having her baby, but not really.
Yeah.
And my thing is that I think his wife is so cool that if it happened on Sunday, wouldn't have called him.
No. If it happened on Thursday, maybe.
He also said he wouldn't leave his round. He said he would leave if it happened before he teed off.
Right. Right.
So a lot of people blew that out of proportion, which is whatever. I mean, it was the biggest story because he just blew everybody out of the water.
Yeah, it was great. But it was funny that it was like, Scottie Scheffler says he'll leave if his wife goes into labor, and then after he wins the Masters, he's at a dive bar for like 5 hours.
Yeah. It's like...
It's like, babe, my round's still going on.
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, honey, I'm home. Pregnant?
Still?
Still? Perfect.
Good.
I'll be back in 5 hours. I just won the fucking Masters.
Okay. You or me first?
I'll start just by saying my piece of it. The White Sox, one of the worst starts in their franchise history, and none of us envision it getting better, and I have no problem with saying that for you. And then I also have a stat here, and I'm not really worried about it hurting your feelings because I don't think your feelings can be hurt here. The Braves have been shut out twice in the last 480 calendar days. The White Sox have been shut out 6 times in the last 480 hours.
Yeah, and I got a couple more of those for you.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready? RBIs by third base and right field this season, two positions that are traditionally played by power hitters and run producers. The Cubs, 27. The White Sox, 1. Number of days Pedro Grifol has been the manager of the White Sox, 531. the number of days Pedro Grifol has had a winning record? One. In baseball history, two teams have been shut out at least six times in their first 16 games. The 1907 Brooklyn Superbass and the 2024 Chicago White Sox.
The Superbass?
Yeah.
That is a sick-ass name.
And people wanted to make sure that the Superbass weren't a made-up team. They're not a made-up team. 1907 was the last time that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Games won since opening day of the MLB season. UConn men's basketball, 4. The Chicago White Sox, 2.
Jesus.
Number of times the Brit, you said that one. Great. The number of home runs hit in the last 15 days. The Chicago White Sox have 2. In the last 15 hours, the Baltimore Orioles have 3. The teams with the most runs scored at each ballpark this season. In Arizona, the Diamondbacks have the most runs at that stadium. The Braves have the most at their stadium. Orioles at theirs, Red Sox at theirs, Cubs at theirs, Cincinnati Reds at the Chicago White Sox, and the Cincinnati Reds at their stadium as well.
Jesus.
Yeah. Jerry, dude, come on. This is terrible. You got to blame the players too, because at some point you're all professional, right? At what point do we point the finger at those guys too? Like, you know, this is your shot at the big leagues, whatever. For Luis, Eloy, and Johan, you guys need to figure it out on your own. You obviously don't really care, and that's your thing. Fine. But the White Sox organization needs to do better at finding people who, you know, care about the game, work out in the offseason, treat their body well in order to perform come July, August, October, hopefully, one year. So the fact that there's nothing setting up for the next game, let alone the coming months, is just a dog shit franchise in general. And we joke about relegation, and it's not really a joke at this point. I would rather see the people in the Charlotte Knights uniforms wear the White Sox uniforms and play the rest of the season.
Absolutely.
Bring everybody from AAA, because you don't have to pay them 7 digits.
Yeah.
So if you're really worried about the money, great. Everybody's on a rookie contract.
They jerk off to that.
Yeah. I don't understand, because there are so many little ways in which to move the momentum around. And I know Isaac Newton, you know, good guy, smart dude. Objects in motion tend to stay at motion. Well, objects at rest tend to stay at rest.
Right.
So it's very tough to start momentum from standing still, and it's easier to gather more as you're moving, right? That's just science. So why not move a little bit? Why not go in a direction? We've been so stationary, and the land that we're laying on must be tilted just a little bit, and all we can do is slowly fall a little bit backwards.
Yeah. I'm a fan of a team that he owns as well. And I think the most exciting part about probably the last, 15 to 20 years is trying to figure out where rock bottom is for him. And if this isn't it, then I don't know what the fuck is. But how many times can we say, is this it for Jerry? Is Jerry going to finally realize something here? I don't think he will, and this is as low as it could possibly go. So the first thing that I'll say is I think something drastically bad is going to happen. And I'm not somewhat kidding. No. I think something bad is going to happen in the stadium, or something bad is going to happen to Jerry Reinsdorf, because this is the type of shit that takes people over the edge. I hope it doesn't happen. I never want anybody to get hurt. But this is so bad and miserable that something has to break.
Yeah.
Right? When you add so much weight to anything, even a rock, it will break. The second thing that I will say is that it's not even fun for me. It's not even fun as a Cubs fan.
No.
It's just I don't feel bad for you either, because you don't feel bad. You feel angry.
Yeah.
And it's I don't like to see other fans angry. Because then it's like, oh, they have a reason for why they suck. When you're sad, it's because you think you're good. And then you don't win. And you're like, oh, that's sad. more than mad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when the whole fan base is just fucking angry, and they don't give a shit about the Cubs either, just as much as we don't care about them right now, all you guys care about is your fucking shithead owner. Mm-hmm. And that's not fun. That's not fun in a rivalry. Rivalry is when Yoan Moncada strikes out five times against the Cubs. That's fun.
Right.
Your owner being a complete piece of shit while also owning another team in this city, that's not fun.
Yeah.
And I'm rooting for it to change. I don't care even if the fucking Sox win the World Series with that change. As long as Jerry Reinsdorf isn't owning teams anymore, that's the point that I've gotten to.
If people told me, I just came up to my face and they were like, hey, what you're wearing right now, I either want you to sell it or I want you to die.
What would you do?
Chances are, even if I didn't want to sell it, I wouldn't wear it as much.
That is so good. Definitely wouldn't wear it as much. It's so bad.
It is, man. And like, dude, Pedro Grifol, dude, we are just the Chicago, Kansas City Royal Sox. And they're not a great organization either, but they look at like a team.
Yeah.
So something needs to change because, and I said it a couple weeks ago, none of these guys will go to bat for any other of their guys.
Right.
Everything's so individual. And that stems from creating an environment in your locker room. Pedro can't, or he won't, or it's all the guys on the field. So get rid of him, or just fucking go away. Like, I would much rather the Chicago White Sox just take this season off.
Yeah, stop playing.
Give everybody who faces us, like, half a win.
I'd love to hear, like, what Benintendi would have to say.
Well, he's having a dog shit year.
I know, he's been a part of organizations where it has to feel night and day. Like, just asking and being like, hey, what was it like playing with the Red Sox versus what is it like playing with the White Sox this year? And just hear what he has to say.
Yeah. AJ Pierzynski has said a bunch. He's like, this is why I don't affiliate with them. Like, I don't work with them at all anymore. It's all of this, dude. So what they need to do is sell the team, sell everybody, and just bring up the people who are ready to make a name for themselves and make a name with the shirt on their fucking chest.
They need a group ownership. And I think every team should be owned by groups, honestly.
Yeah. So, Jerry, if that sweater you're wearing is causing somebody to want to kill you or sell it, just get rid of it, man.
Yeah. And I'll say it for everybody. Jerry Reinsdorf, go fuck yourself.
Just get out of here, man. Nobody will know you. And you can have billions of dollars, but it's an increasing asset. Yeah, well, you're trying to prove that wrong.
I don't know how he could be making money.
Dude, Paul DeJong hit a home run today, and the, like, maybe 40-year-old dude with a glove on couldn't even catch the home run because he can't get enough practice.
All right.
Go to your team, dude.
The Cubs. I'll keep it short and sweet. I've been on this same path for the past 4 years. I did this past week get as close as I have been, which still isn't very close to being semi back in. And then last night happened, and Kyle Hendricks pitched again, and then now I'm not even close again. And their bullpen is ass cheeks. And Kyle Hendricks should just be done pitching, and that's okay. And that is all I have to say other than what I said last week. I'll reiterate it this week. If they do not buy bullpen, I do not give a fuck. And I'm sorry for saying the F word a lot today, but we're talking about Chicago sports, so not my bad.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what this team does until they do that.
Yeah. You remember at the end of Dark Knight Rises when Alfred sees Christian Bale across the restaurant in, like, Paris Batman. Or something? Yeah, Batman. You and me are Alfred, and Batman is Jerry after he sells a team, and Kyle after he steps away.
Dude, yes.
That's all we're waiting for.
That's all I want is to stop having guys where their tail end of their career is over, and we just keep them around. Or we sign a guy like that. You know how we just, the famous Chicago saying is that we just love signing beat up veterans who never were really that good.
Yeah.
I want to be able to trim fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go buy a new cow.
What? Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we just.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah. This, another main reason why this stinks is that this is my favorite sport. And I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it stinks.
Right now.
Yeah, it stinks.
Like, I see other, like, I keep up with all the scores and everything still because I just like to know who's playing well and all that shit. But there's no joy, there's no hope, there's nothing. And this is something that I look forward to every year because I could have gone pro. And there's just literally nothing to look forward to. So I'm kind of out on it right now.
Yeah. And looking around the rest of the league, there's no fun stories really yet. I mean, nobody has really scorched earth. The Dodgers are back in form. The Yanks are good. The Braves are good. And then I'm just still so surprised about the Marlins being the worst fucking second worst team in baseball.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that I have going in baseball right now.
Yep. So it's not good.
All right.
I'm over it.
Let's move on to the National Hockey League.
National Hockey League. Hockey puck. Hockey puck.
Slam shot. We'll start with the Blackhawks. They did what I guess they aimed to do, but I'm sort of in between on if this year really helped or hindered Connor Bedard. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
They're so bad. Like, so bad. And we knew they were going to be bad, but they're worse than what we thought, and we thought that they were going to be the worst team in the NHL, which is almost impossible. So, I mean, you saw spurts from him for sure. I think he has the most points of rookies by a lot. So, I mean, he's going to be a stud, and that's super exciting to have. So I'm not going to complain about anything. We have Connor Bedard.
We do have Connor Bedard. I won't get super into hockey until we have Connor Bedard in the playoffs, but yeah.
All right.
I agree.
I'm going to run through the playoffs real quick then. In the Eastern Conference, we have Florida, Boston, Toronto, Tampa, the Rangers, the Hurricanes, the Islanders, and Capitals. I have quick little snippets for each team. I've been watching so much hockey.
Hell yeah.
And you tell me whenever you want me to stop. Florida, obviously have to show me for me to truly believe, but man, they seem to be able to turn it on and off, which is fucking terrifying. I'm giving them an 8.5 out of 10 chance to win the Stanley Cup.
Sounds like the Chiefs.
Yeah, but we
without the championships before.
Right. Right. And the Florida Panthers is also on my list, so I'm kind of not rooting for them.
Right.
Little bit of bias in there. Boston Bruins. Championship pedigree, obviously, but feel like they're missing something. I don't know what they're missing, but it just feels like they're missing something. I give them a 7 out of 10 chance just based on history.
Yeah.
Toronto Maple Leafs. That's fucking self-explanatory. I give them a 2 out of 10 chance, and that is solely based on history because they are so star-powered. Mitch Marner's under the radar awesome. Obviously, Austin Matthews is going to go try and go for 70 goals tonight, that's which insane. Is absurd. Nylander's awesome. Samsonov's been playing well in goal for them. Riley's always been a stud, but it just seems like there's something surrounding them that just doesn't work.
Yeah, so you're saying there's a chance.
Two out of ten for people saying the best team in hockey.
Love it.
Tampa Bay, I love the Lightning. I love them. Championship pedigree to the nth degree because it's the most fresh. And they have three in the last, 10 years? And Stamkos is still playing. Nikita Kucherov is a must-watch hockey. He's leading the league in points, and all people are talking about are Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid, which makes sense because they're the flashy players. Him to have two plus points is minus.
That's awesome.
He's so fun to watch.
That's like last year when Shohei Ohtani was like plus 110 to go homer.
Right. It's just, it's excellence and greatness.
Yeah.
Almost my odds on favorite. They have a 9 out of 10 chance. The New York Rangers. I don't know how they aren't the odds on favorite to win because they're like the most complete team, and the East is going to be so hard to come out of. So, but I give them a 9.5 out of 10 chance to win it all. People forget that Artemi Panarin used to play for the Blackhawks, and he's...
Who forgets even, that? Not me.
Yeah, but some people do. And he's even better now than he ever was. And they're...
the bread
Shesterkin. Shesterkin is their goalie's name. He's a madman. He's awesome. So, and their D is awesome. Adam Fox. They got star power everywhere. They're fun to watch. I would if I was a better and I wasn't biased, I would take the Rangers. Hurricanes, the same as the Rangers, just not as much star power. Mm. Give them an 8.5 out of 10 chance.
Okay.
The New York Islanders, sorry, Mr. Borelli, and I hope I'm so wrong, but they have a 0 out of 10 chance to win the Stanley Cup.
Do they have a chance to win a round?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Same thing with the Capitals.
Duh.
Western Conference. The Dallas Stars are quite possibly my favorite team to watch play hockey. I know.
There you go.
I get it.
Okay.
I'm not going to shock many people. They are the favorites for a reason. Please fix the jerseys because they're so
oh,
bad.
Oh, my God, dude.
So bad. They have a 9.9 out of 10 chance to win the Stanley Cup Finals.
Dude, the Dallas Stars and the Dallas Mavericks need to fire their graphic designer.
It's just like it's too hot, dude, in Dallas. It's too hot.
Crack a window, put a fan on. Somebody get in the lab and cook something up rather than just hitting the italics and bold letters all the time.
That's what happens when you're fucking an absolute sports state of Texas and nobody gives a shit. They're buying 1,000 jerseys.
Dude, somebody's just in Word document and type something out in Times New Roman and hit bold and italics at the same time and goes, that's it.
Now let's go get some lunch.
Sweating like a greased up hog in here. Let's get out.
Yeah, dude, I love Dallas. Winnipeg, they have the best goalie going right now statistically, so they'll get a series win, but that's it. They're so boring. Don't watch any of their games. 4.9 out of 10 chance. Colorado, Avalanche. Nathan MacKinnon is an absolute monster. I'm calling them my sleeper, and I don't care how you feel about it. I didn't even give him a score. Nathan MacKinnon is the fastest player I've ever seen in my life. Like, you don't think about hockey like breakaway speed, right? Like,
right.
You think about like six shots or a great pass.
Yeah.
This guy just does it on his own.
Yeah.
It's hard to put into words, obviously.
I love speed. Avalanche are my 1-1. They have a 9.99%.
I got a different team possibly for you.
Okay.
Not this team. Nashville. They're frisky, and you don't want to play them. They're just not top-heavy at all. So I will give them a 5 out of 10% chance. Now Vancouver.
You wrote it down.
Yeah. Vancouver. They're under the radar, but I think they were the best team in hockey for like 90% of the season. Pat. This is a team that you would absolutely love to hop on the bandwagon of, and you want to know why?
Why?
Just because.
Okay.
And now Vancouver, they're moving Canucks? From a 9 to a 9.1 out of 10.
All right, Canuck this.
Yeah, you're a Canucks guy.
All right.
Edmonton, I mean, Connor McDavid, obviously, he's just as good as they talk about. He just can't do it alone, and I don't know who can really help him. He changed this year to just, like, stop trying to score, and he has 100 assists and like 30 goals. And the reason I don't have full belief in them is solely because why is Connor McDavid changing?
Ooh.
Why would a guy ever have to change who's that good at the game of hockey?
Right.
So that's what worries me. 7.8 out of 10. Vegas. Same old Vegas mentality. Nobody's ever talking about them, and they have the ability to make that run. Every year, it's the same way. 8 out of 10 chance. The LA Kings, they're almost frisky and almost back to the old days of fucking playing the Hawks every single year.
Right.
There's just so many more deep teams, so I give them a 3.9 out of 10 chance.
I like this. What's your cup matchup?
On paper, Dallas and the Rangers, but in my brain of like who I've been talking about all year, the Hurricanes and Vancouver.
I love it.
So take them both.
Canucks.
Yeah, dude, you're going to love being a Canucks fan. Just trust me.
All right, I'm in. I'll Canuck around. I'll knock if you buck.
Knock if you buck.
Yep. Sweet. I love playoff hockey, but this might be just the bare minimum of information I need in order to know what I'm watching.
I have been watching so much hockey, Pat.
Good.
I don't know if this analysis is going to be good.
Yeah.
But the chances will be right there.
It's right up there. Come on.
Dude. Dude, you're going to also love watching the Stars, too. They just fucking fly around. And their goalie is awesome. Jake Ottinger. He's young. His dad's at every game just freaking fired up. And his mom's nervous as shit. And it's just the best. Like, they give the best vibes.
I love that.
And they're also stacked.
Okay.
I might get a jersey.
Take it easy.
I know.
Take it easy. All right. That was talking hockey. You solid?
That was talking hockey.
All right. Done deal.
Hoops.
Hoops. Do we want to?
Chicago Sky.
Chicago Sky.
We'll start with them.
All right.
The name is finally fitting.
Yeah,
Cardoso and Angel Reese are combined 14 feet tall, I believe.
Yeah.
And they're tall.
And Cardoso said, good luck to anybody trying to get a rebound.
Yeah.
And I love it, dude. Yeah. We're bringing bully ball back.
Under.
Yeah.
Under.
Under. You'll be able to build a new stadium with all the fucking blocks and bricks that the other teams are giving us throughout the year. It's just fun. I love that James isn't here to defend this because he hates that the Bears are about to take Caleb Williams and hated the Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
And now he's got two people he has to root for.
Not a good go for him.
No. It's like, put it into, if you're a Bulls fan, and Florida ruined your bracket 1 year, and then we drafted Joakim Noah.
Exactly.
Or when you were facing off the White Sox, and we just got AJ Pierzynski.
Yeah, but I'm going to be very clear here. It would be way better to have Caitlin Clark than Angel Reese.
Yeah.
But here's reality. Fucking Angel Reese is on the Sky, and now we love Angel Reese. And Cardoso is awesome. I mean, she's just so much fun to watch. Angel Reese is saying that she's excited about, like, being at rock bottom again and having to learn and be a rookie. And that's all talk. She does not want that. I don't care what she says. That's not true. It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
But they'll get there. Then we'll go get a guard. Maybe we'll freaking steal Caitlin Clark from the Fever. And Dwayne Wade will purchase the Sky and we'll finally give her more than $300,000. Now, speaking of that, Caitlin Clark was drafted first overall. Duh. Salary is insane, and it will change. I'm not saying that it might. It will change.
It will, yeah, absolutely.
Because if it doesn't, she's going bye-bye.
Yeah, but also, like, the main thing about the disparity between the pay of the NBA and the WNBA is the lack of fan engagement.
Right.
Right? The money isn't coming out of thin air. The Chicago Sky can't, or the Indiana Fever can't afford to give Caitlin Clark Victor Wembanyama money, and that's the only graphic that's coming up on the line,
right?
And so I think that's something that we just have to work at. Like, if you're so upset about that, go buy a jersey, go to a game, enjoy what the WNBA has to offer. We have
absolutely.
So you can't complain about something that you can actively try to change a little bit.
Absolutely. I'm not upset whatsoever.
Right.
But I'm telling you that if the WNBA doesn't market this and fulfill this dream of Caitlin Clark, they are screwed.
Right. But I feel like this draft class will do it by them.
I hope so.
The help. Obviously, if you're not promoting your own team, you're already losing money.
Yeah, naturally.
But this draft class, everybody knows the names of the top 10 at least.
Speaking of that,
I don't even know if I could name the top 10 of last NBA's draft.
Cheapest ticket.
I love that we're talking about this.
Versus the Indiana Fever. Listen to me again. Chicago Sky versus the Indiana Fever.
Yep.
Regular season. Yep. Wintrust Arena. Mm-hmm. Cheapest ticket. $200.
Yep.
$200.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. And yeah. Pat, let me tell you something. Okay. This doesn't happen without you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And that $200 would be way better spent going to that game than, say, I don't know, 9 Chicago White Sox games.
Correct.
So definitely more entertaining, more fun to watch, and overall a better fan experience.
I will be in the house.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And to put it into perspective, obviously Caitlin Clark has been the number one pick for a while. My Chicago Sky tickets contact reached out to me April 2nd.
I love that you have a contact.
Yeah, and she was like, hope you're doing well. I'm pretty excited about Iowa's big win last night. Got my Iowa gear on, blah, blah, blah. Reaching back out to see if you wanted to do more tickets like you did last year, blah, blah, blah. I told her that we'd like to do a skybox, and could you give me some more information about that? And she was like, yeah, awesome, phenomenal. And we talked a little bit about the games, but then she goes, for the pricing of our 20 home games are split into 3 different tiers. So depending on what game you were looking to come out to, the pricing is going to vary. For a 12-person suite, it'll be between $1,500 and $2,400. For the 16-person suite, it'll range from $20,000 to $3,200. For the two...
$20,000?
Oh, sorry. $2,000. $2,000. Okay. My bad. For the 2 Indiana Fever games, those suites will be more expensive. That will be $4,800 for a 12-person box and $3,600. For a 16-person box. Caitlin Clark has an effect upwards of $500 a ticket. $100 ticket. Sorry.
Jesus.
Kind of insane. So, there you go. Keep that going for the entirety of Caitlin Clark's career. Guess what that $90,000 a year turns into due to fan engagement.
Yeah.
So, there you go. That's as simple as it'll get.
Yeah. And it's going to, those graphics are going to look insane one day.
Yeah. And man, oh man, I do not want to drive the lane against Angel. No. So we're going to have.
It's fun. The sky will be fun. Like, we're going in a direction.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's up. Literally and figuratively.
And it's up. Yeah. We're going up and other team shots are going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not through the hoop to the floor. So it's a good day to be a fan of the game.
Agreed.
Congratulations to all the people who got drafted. It was really cool to see Caitlin Clark's teammate get drafted when she wasn't really expecting it.
Yeah.
That was super cool. Nothing like getting a little giddy watching something you didn't think you were going to get a little giddy for.
For sure. And going to the Aces, fucking awesome.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Hey, Caitlin, you might have went 1 overall, but guess what? Championship.
Yeah, exactly. Kelsey Plum.
Great player.
Yeah, love her to death.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the worst part of basketball.
The NBA. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. This is probably 3 years going now, and I don't think it has anything to do with the Bulls. I really don't. I haven't watched a single basketball game.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Start to finish, I didn't watch one at all this year.
I don't think I did either.
Watched a couple fourth quarters.
Listen, folks, degenerate gamblers, and we're still not watching basketball.
Yeah.
Nobody freaking plays. Now, sure, I'm somewhat excited about the playoffs, I guess, but Anthony Davis is hurt. Joel Embiid just went down.
Zion just went down.
Like, I don't know. I don't want to watch LeBron win a series.
Yeah. But well, they're not. They're facing off against Denver.
Perfect. And then, like, they're not as good. The regular season just means nothing, so I have nothing for you.
Right. Exactly.
Other than for the Bulls, because they're, obviously, we talk about the White Sox. We've got to talk about the fucking Bulls, too.
Who have a play-in game tonight.
They have a play-in game tonight. 8:30. Crazy timing. Don't know why.
Yeah, I guess Atlanta and Chicago. We're in the same time zone.
I guess it's because who's Philly playing?
The Heat.
Right. Yeah, dude. I guess that makes sense. Yeah. You want that game prime time.
Yeah,
that
that's
actually
a great
makes
game.
A whole lot of sense.
That's a great game.
Sucks for us, but that's okay. Billy Donovan deserves so much more credit. And, like, coach of the year credit. And I know this is going to sound crazy to people. People are like, oh, he's going to Kentucky. No, we should sign him to 4 million years.
In?
No Zach LaVine. No Lonzo Ball. No P. Will. Caruso and Javante in and out. Javante out way more than in. The fact that we won basketball games is insane.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, the play-in should be nothing we're excited about. At least we're not the 10 seed.
Yeah, right?
Like, frick, man. I can't deal with people talking bad about Billy Donovan. So what? I was so right about Patrick Williams. He's still the fourth overall NBA draft pick. You expect that person to be around. We're paying Zach LaVine $40 million. Lonzo Ball hasn't dribbled a basketball in 3 years. Alex Caruso in and out of the lineup. Javante just came back.
Yeah.
Who is on this team?
Dude, it's bad.
But not that bad.
No, DeMar's going for 50 tonight.
Yeah, no, I refuse to gamble on the game.
Yeah, either am I.
I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back just for one day. Now, if they win tonight, no, different story. We're beating the fucking Sixers.
You're on the Heat?
Oh, whoever. We're beating the Heat.
Yeah. So you're on the Sixers.
I'm not on anybody.
I heard.
It's Joel Embiid playing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the Sixers. Sixers are going to win. They'll runner-ups in the Eastern Conference if Joel Embiid plays every game.
Yeah, we will play the loser of this for the 8th seed to face off and lose to the Celtics.
This is going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's going to kill them.
Yeah, also in NBA, remember last week when we talked about the Bucks might have to face off against the Sixers if the Sixers win.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the Bucks did?
They lost on purpose.
A little sneak of sneak-a-rooney, and now the Knicks are the 2 seeds. So no matter what, we'll have to wait for a big man battle.
Yeah. Doc Rivers, they better make a run.
Yeah. Because
Doc Rivers' reputation is on the line, which you never thought it could be. Like, this, Doc Rivers, Hall of Fame coach, I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, who knows? But I think they'll be fine. Giannis is going to curb stomp the Indiana Pacers.
I don't know about that. Is he healthy?
No.
Right.
And he might not play, but he's still going to find a way.
The reason I get so mad at ESPN sometimes is like, I can do what Stephen A. Smith does. You know what he said this week? If the Milwaukee Bucks don't win the championship, Damian Lillard's leaving. I'm telling you right now, he's leaving. This is a terrible impersonation.
Yeah.
But he's leaving. He's not happy in Milwaukee. Nobody's happy in Milwaukee.
Exhibit A.
Right. It's like so stupid, Stephen A. Like, freaking say something new. Say something that I don't know.
Dude, Damian Lillard, one hell of a player. Portland and Milwaukee.
Right. He was like, Dude. Okay, I went to the superstar. Now let me go over again and play with LeBron James next year and his son.
Why wouldn't you go somewhere nice?
I hope like Manny Machado. Clippers, actually.
That'd be fun. Like Manny Machado did it, right?
Yeah.
Let me get over to San Diego.
226, get hurt.
Come on.
Hit a couple homers at a home game.
You know what San Diego has, Brady?
Fun.
Beach.
Sun.
Beach. Put your toes in the sand.
Such good food.
Toes in the water, ass in the sand.
Life is good today.
Come on.
Nothing changed. Celtics kill everybody. I'm excited about one team. I'm excited about two teams. I'm not allowed to talk about the one team. I'm excited about the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm excited about another team, but I'm not allowed to talk about them anymore.
No? Why not?
Because something happened on this podcast.
Oh, God. Classic, dude. So right now, the bracket as it stands, we don't know who Boston faces, but Cleveland will go up against Orlando. Who do you got there?
That's a good series.
That's
Cleveland's
gonna be
turned
fun.
It on a little bit. I think the Magic are still a little too young, and I love Donovan Mitchell.
Big fan of Donovan Mitchell.
But you know what? Screw it. Let's root for anarchy. I'll take the Magic.
All right. And then Milwaukee Pacers.
If Giannis is healthy, like, this is why it's so tough.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If Giannis is healthy, the Bucks.
Yeah.
If he's not, Pacers.
Yeah. And we do not know who the Knicks will play yet. And then into the West, OKC. We don't know who they will play. OKC is the one seed. Here we go. The Clippers versus the Dallas Mavericks.
This is a tough one for me. Yep. I loved Kawhi for a long time. Then he started pissing me off. And Kyrie's always pissed me off. But I can't stop watching videos of the Dallas Mavericks. I can't stop watching videos of those two.
It's so cute.
Seriously, that's a perfect way to put it.
It's the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah.
They are everything I want my teams to be.
Yeah.
Happy, engaged, trying.
Biracial. Don't tell me that doesn't play a factor, folks. Don't tell me that. You'd be lying if you said so.
So bad, I want to end the episode.
He's a biracial angel.
Yes. Oh my God. I got Dallas in five. Clippers are going to get one because Kawhi, Paul George, or Harden will have a legacy game.
I forgot that they have James Harden. The NBA stinks.
Yeah.
We're talking about it. I'm going to finish the segment.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Mavericks with you. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Not fuck it. They're just better.
Yeah. But also, imagine how fun OKC versus Dallas would be.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
That'd be so great.
Two teams just dying for success.
And they both enjoy the way that they all play basketball.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to.
And I don't think I'd dislike anybody on either team.
Shut up, dude.
I know. I walked right into that one. And
you're walking yourself into
them. I was
going
to stop talking.
Yeah.
But I can't.
And then, so this is why I was a little shocked when you said the T-Wolves. Because they're going up against the Suns.
Yeah. I'm excited about them. I don't want them to win.
I got you. There it is.
You guys are all going to see. He proves me right every year.
Who? Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards is Michael Jordan's son.
You know, that's gonna cause a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's also the same thing as OJ, allegedly.
Allegedly. And then Denver will and has their set series against the Lakers.
That's just so tough because it feels like LeBron can still turn it on. But
yeah.
Like, this isn't the Indiana Pacers, so I don't care. I'm taking the Nuggets in four.
Yeah, I got OKC beating whoever they have to play, Dallas beating Clippers. I think Minnesota can get by the Suns. Denver beats the T-Wolves. Dallas beats the Thunder. Dallas beats the Nuggets. Dallas wins the championship over the Celtics is where I'm at these days.
I like that for you. I do.
Thank you. The only thing is if the Kings, well, not if, the Kings will beat the Pelicans and they'll face off against OKC. So for about two games, I'm going to convince myself that the Kings are going to win it all.
Fuck yeah. Well, the second they light that beam, I'm back in.
So in.
They got to play the games. We can't really talk too much about it because I don't know anything anymore.
What I hope is that the Thunder win both the games at home to start, and then I'm live betting the Kings to win it all.
Yeah, man. Celtics kill everybody.
Yeah.
You can talk about these matchups all you want.
Yep.
Jason Tatum wins MVP, even though Jrue Holiday deserves it.
Whoa. All right. And then next week we will talk draft before draft happens.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that cool with you?
I need some time.
Yeah, you need to prep a little bit?
Yeah, because it's going to be Drake, man. You're all going to freak out. It's called a teaser. Let's go, Bulls. Plans exciting. Billy Donovan for Coach of the Year. All right,
Joe. Oh, stay hydrated. Forgot to let you know, Brady, softball starts today. I'm all the way back in.
Hit him straight. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy. Music by Pat Mallers and Chef Charles. Feels so good. All right. Season 13, episode 6 in the books. Peace, love, and happiness. Shot City, come on and ride with me. Get high and catch a vibe with me. This music that make you feel good. Do it for the real ones. Do it while I still can. This is for the real fans.
singing along with the set of light shows. I know I'm so fly, don't you think so too? Shorty tryna come through to kick it like kung fu on the block cruise with the sunroof open. I'm the one who everybody love, everybody wanna be like me. I cha-cha real smooth, do 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 do. I break rules and race roofs, sip great goose with great juice. I make moves when I'm making music and hang loose, homie. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right. I'll la-di-da-di-do. I feel fucking awesome. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right. I'll la-di-da-di-do. I feel fucking awesome. I'ma tell you all why. Ain't felt like this for a long time. Can't think with the wrong mind. Can't drift to the wrong tide. Can't sink if it's all dry. Land, one day you gotta learn to fly. Curb the plot, cook it up, serve it hot. Shorty thick like a car bomb. Oh Lord, won't quit till it's all mine. On God, I've been steady trying to get in my way. That's the only way that I get down. Ever since I focused on my mindset, things ain't nothing to me now. Get it, good, good, get it, got it, get it, got it, get it, got it, good, good, get it.